We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Everybody, and thanks for joining us for the PHNX Suns postgame show brought to you by the DraftKings Sportsbook app, America's number one sportsbook app. Don't forget to subscribe wherever you get your podcast and leave us a five-star review.
Wait, you gotta let it ride.
We've got the sacks back there. Tonight.
Wait.
How exciting.
We're almost there.
Almost there?
It's been a while since we've...
Are we sure?
Yeah, it's... Here we go.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that sexy sack is back on a Suns day,
much
baby.
Much to the dismay of our producer, who is not feeling too well right now.
Welcome in, everybody. The Phoenix Suns defeated the New York Knicks this afternoon, 116-95. It was one of those games that was a little boring, but it was a solid win.
We'll take wins however they come right now.
Yes, absolutely. All right, let's get into our 3 points of the evening. Espo, you want to start us off?
I would love to start us off. You keep saying evening. You did it in pregame. You did it, and it's throwing me off.
It's basically evening.
It's distinctly afternoon. It is very sunny out there. It is very much not the evening.
It's the evening for me.
I was actually going to ask you in the pregame, what is the evening threshold for you?
When I'm ready to not be out in public anymore, it's evening.
Apparently 3:57 is that threshold.
So 4 p.m. after our show normally wraps up during the week, it is officially evening.
Okay.
So and we're done.
Rebounding at 60-39 is my number. The Suns had 60 rebounds tonight. They took care of the glass. I told you in pregame that was going to be a number to watch for because the Knicks gave up 49 rebounds on average in a loss, and the Suns dominated the glass. Big reason why they won.
19-9-7 is mine. Campaign, 19 points, 9 assists, 7 rebounds. He was fantastic tonight. Mm-hmm. Starting to see him grow at a really good pace. Seems like he's slowed down, and then that's a good thing for Phoenix.
Yes, absolutely. Minus 55. So 55 minutes is what we got from Ish Wainwright, Bismack Biyombo, and Dwayne Washington Jr. tonight. Obviously, we know minutes on a certain handful of guys have been very high lately. And also, in addition to that, it was just kind of cool to see a little bit more of these guys out here tonight. The rotations were a little bit different, so I want to get into that at some point in time. But first...
Also, my bad. I meant 21 points. You're right, Bags. My bad.
Gotcha. Let's talk about Saul's point. Campaign has just been... I mean, Eric said it best in the chat. Look at campaign being consistent with three clapping emojis. That is what, like, everybody wanted. He's being consistent, and he's being consistently good, too.
Yeah.
Which is even better. Like,
I totally agree. You know, the thing is like, especially in that fourth quarter, you know, obviously Book and Aiden came out and they were sitting, which was good. And, you know, Campaign just looked like he was just like really just calm, in control, wasn't rushing, took a couple floaters, and it was fantastic. Like, again, I just thought his overall performance was very, very solid. He just looks much more confident than he did last year, to the point where you truly are at the point right now where you feel like, okay, well, CP3 can miss as many games as he wants. We're going to be okay either way.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you bring it up, the confidence. It seems like he's completely in command on the court, where in the past it could feel frantic at times. Tonight felt like he had every facet of the game under control. He even hit a 17-foot jumper on the baseline, which I don't think we've seen him take very often in his time with the Suns, and it nothing but net. It was a thing of beauty. Also doing it in assists and rebounds tonight, he had complete command out there.
He sure did.
I think the biggest thing was, you pointed it out in the fourth quarter, it was a specific play. I don't remember who it was with, but it was kind of like the shot clock was winding down, but Cam stayed very patient, mm-hmm. calm, and collected. And we ended up getting a bucket out of it.
Yeah.
And you even said, see, look at that Campaign. So patient, so calm in that moment. I think some of those are the growing pains mm-hmm. that we kind of have to get through. No pun intended.
Yes.
but even going back to what we were talking about in the pregame show with Monty talking about how he sat down with Campaign at practice yesterday to go through like clutch time situations with him. Obviously, thank God we didn't have to deal with any clutch time minutes tonight between these two teams. But it's just those small things that make a big difference, that when you see that subtle growth in a guy that actually end up being much larger than what they really seem like on paper. We're seeing a lot of that from Cam.
1,000,000%. The control for me, the control coupled with the burst that he shows to get around defenders, there's not a lot of guys in the league that can stay in front of him. He can get by just about anybody in the league. The trick is having the focus enough to finish in key plays. We saw in Miami how he struggled, especially that last shot. He was 1-for-7 in the fourth quarter, and we were a little worried. But then he bounces back against other teams, played very well the other night in Utah, played very well tonight. He's starting to stack more consistent efforts back to back to back, and that's something that tells you that the growth is happening. It is happening right now in front of our eyes. It's something that we've really been clamoring for DA and Mikhail to be, is mm-hmm. far more consistent. And Campaign is showing that is coming to fruition. I'm really happy for the guy because, you know, he's always been one of my favorites. And the fact that he has so much bravado and he's shit-talking, and now it feels like it's a sure thing. It's more of a sure thing for him, so he doesn't have to doubt himself. That's very key in all this.
Yeah, I loved – there was a point where he was at the top of the key just kind of dribbling and threw a no-look pass to Booker cutting to the hoop for a dunk. And to me, that was the – okay – Cam's got this kind of moment for me in general. It's nice to see him playing like this. I hope it continues, because he's not a guy who's busted his ass harder to get back to this point than Cam has. And he's done it multiple times in his career. So tip of the hat to him for sure tonight. And what I liked too was Cam and these guys took care of a team that they should have, right? This is a Knicks team that none of us wanted to outright say it, but this team should beat the New York Knicks, even when you're at not at full strength, because the New York Knicks are the most mid team in the NBA. Suck it, Jalen Brunson. Suck it, Tom Thibodeau. Suck it, James Dolan.
Wow, I didn't think we were going to go there this early.
That was a reverse best team.
It was. I'm actually not mad at that. That one was pretty solid. I kind of like
that. That was a nice little mix-up.
Yeah, it was.
The Knicks are so mid, and they proved it tonight.
You got to keep us on our toes.
They're forever mid. They've always been one of the more popular franchises, and that's only because they're in New York. If they were any other place, they wouldn't give half as much love as they do get. They're mid, just like Times Square is mid.
I've never been, so I can't.
It's a disaster.
Times Square is a disaster. Tourist trap.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's like one of those things you kind of got to see once, right?
Yeah.
You can see it once. I love New York City. That's not slander on the whole city, but you're right. Times Square.
Times Square. Basically, like Bill Burr said, Times Square is the type of place where a guy in some goofy ass Elmo outfit will see a father coming out of the M&M store and just start a fight for no reason. Like that's that's what Times Square is all about.
I mean, it can make for a really great reality TV show. It's kind of crazy. I think the cool thing about Campaign tonight, too, this is something that we've talked about a lot. And again, something that we got to try and figure out how to replicate when he's coming off the bench. He started this game really well. Came out, hit a three, got a block early on.
I mean, move CP3 to the bench
now. Had the energy. I mean, listen, we're not going to have that conversation. But there is a time and a place to have that conversation. Not because of Chris Paul, but because of the reverse. If this is the Campaign you get when he starts, if he can't do this off the bench, but you know Chris Paul can probably do whatever Chris Paul can do wherever, whatever Chris Paul is capable of doing in that moment, he can do in any situation.
Let's say this. I don't think you have to worry about doing that and making that a true thing, because even if when Chris Paul comes back, there will be another long stretch where he's out injured at some point in the season as well, and Campaign will get his minutes as a starter.
Yes.
Man, those are a lot of words right there.
Okay, well, let's not go. I'm not ready for that.
I'm not ready
for that yet. But the two blocks for Campaign tonight. I love when Campaign gets blocks because it's a big energy play and it's a big energy like effort play from Campaign as well.
For sure.
And so when he has nights where he's got multiple blocks, I think we're all in good hands. So overall, 10 out of 10 performance from Campaign. Love to see it. And that is why he is our DraftKings king of the game. Congratulations once again to our man Campaign, finishing with 21 points, 9 assists, 7 rebounds. Out there flirting with a triple-double. Look at you, Campaign. 7 of 14 from the field, 2 of 5 from deep, and of course those two blocks that we mentioned earlier. I will say, when it came to the DraftKings Sportsbook app today, we didn't really have we didn't fare too well.
No.
I got close.
With your bet, with your parlay.
Yes, I got close. Three of the four hit, and the only reason why Devin Booker didn't hit over 30 is because he didn't play the entire fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Damn it. So close.
Tonight was a tough one for us on the DraftKings Sportsbook app, but it was still a lot of fun. It did. At least Saul's was close, so we were able to still root for that one throughout the majority of the game until Book came out, of course. Then we were all like, yeah, I think this one might be the ship has sailed on this one.
See, I'm smart with mine, though, right? I don't want the suspense. I don't want to get nervous the whole game. I just do the first shot, and then it's over with. I either have won money or I haven't, and I can enjoy the rest of the game. So,
I mean, there's something to be said about those two, but I think in a game like this that got a little bit boring for moments.
Yeah.
Having a long-standing parlay helps a lot. For sure.
I did think about using one of their in-game bets then to try to make things interesting.
Like live betting
fourth,
the game?
Live bet that
boy.
Yeah.
Well, if you guys have not downloaded the DraftKings Sportsbook app yet, we highly recommend you download it, because right now, new customers who sign up using that promo code PHNX can make any $5 NBA Moneyline bet and get $200 in free bets if your team wins. It's really simple. Just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use promo code PHNX. That's promo code PHNX on the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. Also, continuing on the conversation about fun things coupled with sports, Four Peaks is really fun when you couple it with sports. And we're doing that this upcoming week. November 22nd, we are going to be hosting...
Tomorrow.
November
21st is tomorrow. When it starts.
We have 21st, 22nd, and then we have Friday and Saturday as well. So the 21st is we play the U.S., or the U.S. plays Wales, sorry.
Yeah.
That's tomorrow.
Okay.
The 22nd is a morning breakfast thing.
Yes.
And that is Mexico versus, I forgot
another
who it was.
Country.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah. Max screwed up on the sheet.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Well, blame Max. Not my fault. Either way.
It's always a good time to drink and watch sports.
Yeah, and it's like always a great time to blame Max for any ad copy
errors. Absolutely. That's Max's fault, not mine. But I will say, throughout this entire time, you can find it. We'll put the link in the description. All the information and everything will be there. So you don't have to like fumble through picking the pieces together of this ad read. But essentially, all you need to know is that World Cup, Four Peaks, it's going to be lit. We're going to have beer specials. We're going to have giveaways. We're going to have guest appearances and so much more, including like $3 kilt lifter and Wow Wheat pint. So
Like, even if you don't like soccer,
I have a lot of fun.
Or football, however you want to call it, if, even if you don't like it, it's a good excuse to skip work on Thanksgiving week and drink. So come on out.
And cheer on your country.
That's how you use your PTO wisely.
Also, I don't want to jack anything that you might have planned in the show. Are we going to talk about campaign and tomorrow?
Oh, I mean, we can't.
I thought you meant in general.
I was like,
I just blinked out the whole last 15 minutes.
Like,
we did figure since he was the player of the game tonight, the king of the game, and he had such a great game, why not have him on the show tomorrow? That seems like a pretty good play.
We're going to have him on Tuesday. He's going to be on Tuesday's show. We're going to have a whole episode.
Oh, I thought he was on tomorrow. Look at me.
Campaign. We're going to play it. You're going to get that on Tuesday, so you can enjoy that
little bonus content,
episode,
if you will. Yeah, so stay tuned for that. We get to talk with campaign. We're really looking forward to that one. If you have questions that you kind of want to get answered, we can't guarantee it because we obviously have certain things we got to get in there. But drop them in the Discord.
Yeah.
Let us know
something
in the Discord. We'll see if we can get to some of those questions.
Psycho Blue says, "I prefer blaming Saul. Don't tell me how to armchair quarterback."
Also, Psycho Blue, thank you for your super chat. They said Basketball Cthulhu. You're supposed to read these ones now.
I got to see it on the screen though. I don't know.
Hold on.
We're scrolling.
There we go.
Basketball Cthulhu is pleased with the PHNX Sports membership perks. He is doubly pleased with how we inflicted pain upon NYK.
And pain spelled campaign. But I'm
good on Nada making that sound like too much of anyone.
No, we want to generalize this as much as possible.
Very ambiguous.
I'm not trying to get canceled. I promise you that.
Smart. All right, let's keep going down the list of our points for tonight's game. Espo, you brought up rebounding. Let's dive a little bit more into that.
Yeah, I mean, the Suns had been averaging 42 rebounds per game in their wins, 40 in their losses. I mean, they had 60 in this game overall. They had 38 defensive rebounds. The Knicks had 39 total rebounds in this game. Controlling the glass is immensely important for this Phoenix Suns squad. And shout out to a man that we've been quite hard on but DeAndre Ayton finished with 11 rebounds to lead the team. Bismack Biyombo had 10 of his own. And they did a hell of a job on the offensive glass to this team tonight with 22 of them. And Bismack had 6 of those, 8 and had 4 of them. They're taking care of the rebounding on both ends of the court in this game. And hopefully that's a trend you continue to see because they've struggled at times this year with it. But this afternoon, it was on point.
Yeah, I thought overall as a team, you know, again, rebounding is a team effort. It takes all 5 guys on the defensive glass to try and make sure that you're keeping you're preventing more additional opportunities for the other team. That's what you're preached at the elementary level, at the high school level, at the college level, and definitely at the pro level. Everybody has to attack the glass. And that's exactly what they did tonight. And to your point, DA, I thought DA was very solid today, especially considering he didn't play in the fourth quarter. So, again, casuals will look at the stat line and say, oh, he only had 12 points. Well, yeah, it's because he didn't play the entire fourth quarter and they didn't need him because they had established a tone. They set the tone early and dominated from the beginning of the game. And so I thought DA was very, very good today. I thought the whole team in general just played with a lot of energy for a Sunday afternoon. I was pleasantly surprised at the effort tonight.
Yeah, and another byproduct of rebounding so well is they won the assist battle 35-20. When you get second chance opportunities, it's a lot easier to assist on baskets too. They did a great job there as well.
I do like, Saul, your point that rebounding is a full team effort. Every single player who saw playing time tonight got a defensive rebound and all but one had at least one offensive rebound. And I think that's like the by committee, right? The same thing with the 3-point shooting, having multiple threats out there. Mm-hmm. Same thing with the rebounding. You got to have multiple guys stepping up every single night in order to make this a consistent thing that they have.
Well, for sure. We talk about rebounding, like you said, being in part energy. I mean, who's the guy that we talk about as having so much energy on the court? His campaign had 7 of his own as the starting point guard. Mm-hmm. So that kind of effort is infectious in some ways. And I think that helped light a fire under the rest of the team.
Pseudo Wudo. Cerullo. Saw a lot of instances where DA looked for a person and put his body into them to box out. You're right. We talked about it the other night. It wasn't the other night against the Jazz. Damn it, who was it against? The game before that. Yeah, yeah. Whoever that was.
Golden State.
Just Golden State. Oh, no. Yeah, I'm sorry. It was against the Jazz. Just some standing around in the first, second, third quarter that just didn't need to happen. And again, when you go to box out, yes, you're boxing out because you're trying to get a rebound. But in addition to that, you're keeping one less guy off of the glass to potentially deflect something or try to, you know, how guys like to, kind of toss the ball out because they don't have the positioning. So you have to do that. You got to find a body. Again, from the elementary school level, it's always find a body, find a body, find a body. It doesn't matter if they're a guard, center, forward, you got to find a body. And that was the thing, that once you start to do that and practice those good habits, it becomes second nature. And for whatever reason, I felt like DA was kind of getting away from that. Like the ball was going up and he was flat-footed a lot of times. And you cannot play in the NBA at that level like that for a very long period of time because you will get exposed. Today, much better effort all the way around for DA. I appreciate the fact that you definitely could tell there was some film review and like, look, DA, look at this. We'll watch you right here. Yeah, that ain't good, buddy. That ain't good.
I don't know. I know this is on a much lower level, but I was used to love boxing out when I played the game. Like I always found it fun. I guess when you're doing it against a 7 foot, 300 pound guy, sometimes it's not as fun, but I always enjoyed it. And tonight it looked like they were having fun finding a guy to put a body on.
I mean, I agree. Like I liked boxing out big guys because there was nothing that they could do. If you took out their legs, there was nothing to do besides go over your back and you get the foul every single time. So for a guy like DeAndre Ayton, there is nobody else that's bigger for the most part. Like he's got to be able to find a body. And today he did that. And I very much appreciate that. And yes, Girth will be on today.
One of the other things that happens when you rebound as well as they did in particular on the offensive glass, they had 16 more shots than the Knicks tonight. So even though they only shot 42% and the Knicks shot 40, this game wound up being a much bigger or much more lopsided than it would look if you're just looking at shooting percentages because they had that many more shots as well.
For sure.
Jason L. in the chat says, but again, it's against the Knicks though. True. It doesn't matter because we're learning lessons. We're building responsible habits. We're breaking old habits of taking games off or playing down to your competition. Like we're still in this like continually learning and continually getting better stage. Every NBA team is. I mean, when does it ever stop? It doesn't. That's just kind of how sports work. So I will gladly take a really solid win against a crap team like the Knicks, because how many times in the past have we seen the Suns come out and play like the Knicks against the Knicks?
Yeah,
you know what I mean? That same idea of playing down to your team. Like I don't want, or your opponent, I don't want to see that anymore. I want to see them crush teams.
There were a lot of built-in excuses today. Afternoon game on a Sunday, playing against a bad team that they usually play down to. They didn't fall into any of those pitfalls, those traps that they have in the past. They just took care of business. Now, first half, it was a little frustrating. They were up double digits, and then the Knicks closed it to two at the halftime, 55-53 after a 9-0 run. But the Suns went in, made their adjustments, and came out and just put their foot on the neck.
Yeah, again, like the way I look at these things, when you're playing an inferior opponent, you're getting game reps. And again, to Lindsay's point, you got to establish good habits. Great teams have solid habits from top to bottom. The smallest of details do not get missed. That's why when you're talking about the great teams of all time, the Warriors, the Spurs, the Bulls, like the attention to detail for those teams is so minute that's why they win, because you have to play a perfect game to beat those teams. That's what the Suns are currently working through right now, is that they're trying to reestablish those kind of good habits. And sometimes it takes 10, 15, 20 games into a season to really kind of hone in on those things and understand what you're capable of, what you're not capable of, and what's how you maneuver both throughout the season. And then you're starting to see that. And, listen, that's the beauty of basketball. It's always changing.
And when I was telling you guys about what Monty was saying pregame too, about spending time at practice yesterday, working through the details of crunch time. He was also pointing out that within those conversations he was having with guys was limiting the mistakes.
Yes.
And those are the attention to details, whether it's in the clutch or just at some point in time in the game. He said specifically those are things that we're trying to clean up and limit as much as possible, because those things can start, oh, well, it's my bad, no worries. But then it's your bad, then it's your bad, and then it's like, oh, shoot, this whole game's bad. Let's reset.
Yeah, the only guy that seemed to have those tonight was Ish Wainwright, and he hadn't played in a very long time. So
we'll give him a pass.
I'm okay with that.
He can have a pass. Speaking of Ish Wainwright, you're right. We did get to see him quite a bit tonight. We also got to see Bismack Biyombo tonight in lieu of Jock Landale, which was our typical big man off the bench. We got to see a lot more Dwayne Washington Jr., who also came into the game before Damian Lee, which is a little bit different for tonight. Do you guys think this was more of a matchup thing? Do you think it's more of a let's test the waters kind of thing? It is the Knicks. We could probably maybe get a little more leeway with testing some things out with this team. How are you guys feeling about the way Monty approached this one?
I mean, again, I appreciate the fact that Monty was kind of trying different lineups and trying different matchups. And when you don't play a guy like Jock Landale, who's played every single game this season, listen, the Knicks might have been a little bit of a difficult matchup for Jock, even though I don't really feel like he would have been. Mm-hmm. But some people are pointing that out in the chat, and that's cool. I didn't understand why he didn't get a single minute today. But, you know, Monty clearly maybe saw something on tape that he didn't like, or I don't know. But I do like the fact that Monty is not afraid right now to experiment with things. Again, this is the time to do it. You want to do it in the first 30 games of the season. You don't want to wait until the last 30 to start trying to pull shit out of your ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's probably experimenting with rotations. He had talked about pregame, trying to look at limiting minutes and testing things out. So I think it's in part that. I think it's in part, you know, you're playing the Knicks and you could get away with a little bit more of that. But, I mean, Biyombo came through with the 10 rebounds like we talked about. Josh Okogie had a pretty impressive first half, going 3 of 4, hit a three-pointer.
We got a Josh Okogie three, you guys.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't the Jock Landale three predicted in pregame. But we got one of these guys to hit a three and get rolling a little bit. But – I think Monty knows you're going to probably have to call on these guys at some point this year. So you might as well get them in now when you can to get a little rhythm. But we saw some of this last year too early in the season. Monty went much deeper in the bench, gave some of the guys opportunities, and then reined it in as we got closer to that Christmas time and a little bit after, going into January. So this may just be the time of year Monty likes to experiment.
The only time of the year.
Yeah. Sly's in the chat and he's asking, can they trade Jock? Would that be why they want to take it easy with him? Listen, just about half that team has sat on the bench at some point during this season. So not every single thing is a trade speculation. I would highly doubt that they would trade Jock Landale right now.
Yeah, there's no salary that he's a minimum guy. So yeah. You're not using it to match salary. He's not signed beyond this year, so it's not a long-term play for another team that thinks he could be a key part. I think this was simply tonight he fell out of the rotation because Monty wanted Biz out there to get the rebounds and some blocks.
Yeah, in addition to that, like you look at these players as unfortunate as it is, they are all assets, right? And you have to look at the value versus the cost. And right now, even though he didn't play tonight, Jock's value is significantly higher than his cost, for sure. So you wouldn't want to trade an asset like that because you know you can get tremendous value down the road if the cards fall in that correct way.
Yeah, and our friends, the Aussie Suns fan pod, brought up a good point. It is a 4-game week. So giving him a little rest where you may have to play him significant minutes in another night isn't necessarily the worst idea in the world either. Yeah.
And Brittany says Busy has had a lot of games without playing. Jock can sit too.
That's very true. Yep. Also, I went on Gerald Borgay's Twitter, who is going to join us here shortly. And this question was asked to Monty tonight. And Monty said it was strictly about the size that they had. Mentioned that Landale has size, but Biz has the physicality. And that's the reason why he went with Biz tonight over Jock. So I'm sure Gerald can share more insight on that when he gets here. But also, four-game week thing. Do you guys realize? I'm pretty sure we have four games a week until the end of the year.
Jesus.
I'm almost positive.
Why?
There might be one or two. There might be like 1 or 2 weeks until the end of the year where we don't have four games. But it's wild for them this. Oh, wait, I lied. It's the later September. Yeah.
Counting, not our strong
season. No, there's 2 weeks left of this year where we have three games and the rest are four games. So they're heading into a pretty tough stretch.
Let me give you a little peek behind the curtain. Earlier today, Lindsay asked me, when's All-Star break? She's already counting those four-game weeks.
To be fair, that was more about the 130 start than it was about the season. The 130 start threw me for a loop. I did not like today's start time, that's for sure.
Although I don't mind, now that it's over with, I don't really mind the 130 start. Now I have the rest of my night. That's kind of nice.
I mean, there are pros and cons to it. Absolutely. I think it just throws off my normal day-to-day schedule, and that's why I don't like it. Yeah. I'm a creature of habit.
Well, yeah, you usually don't have to wake up, you know, before 11 o'clock. So this is definitely a change.
We go from a Sunday 1:30 start to a Tuesday 8 p.m. start. Oof,
like, yes. Yeah. Just bizarre. Absolutely. But thankfully, you know what? I get to go home and sit on some more furniture. I got to hang out here and sit on some more furniture, and it's all really comfortable.
Do you need
some
more furniture?
So whether I go home, I do need some more furniture in addition to all of the more furniture I have right now. I'm actually looking at a couch. Like I think I told you guys this last week, and I'm one of those people who, I'm the procrastinator, okay? And I like to sit there and I like to chew on this thought process a lot. So I probably won't get this couch till like next off season, but it is gorgeous, and it's got a really big chaise, and it's going to be so nice.
6 months away.
I know, but that's just how my brain operates.
I would literally murder you if I had to make decisions like that with you, because I am the opposite. Impulse. Like it? Let's get it. Let's go.
Listen, my wife does the same exact thing.
But when it's such like a, is like a staple piece in your home.
Like, but sometimes
furniture,
but
it's always good.
Yeah, but sometimes you just need to make a decision, right? Like you just got to pull the trigger. Like I'm tired of sitting with a spring up my ass. Like, okay, let's just pick something so we can move on, please.
Well, we'll get there maybe eventually. But if you guys are in the market for some more furniture, our friends at More Furniture are here to help you out with their fall sale. You can find them at morfurniture.com. That's morfurniture.com. Plus, right now, you'll receive a $100 gift card for every $1,000 you spend.
You really said next off season. That's still 7 months away.
Yeah. Hopefully it's July. It's like the end of June.
It should not take you 7 months to decide on a couch.
Well, because here's the thing. Like, I'm going to sit there. I'm going to pick the couch, right? And then I'm going to pick all the other things that inevitably need to be changed out for the couch. And then I'm going to need to, like, make sure I sit with this and know for sure that I'm committed. But what I don't find another couch in 2 months. And I'm like, oh, wait, no. At first, I thought I wanted like a tan leather couch, and now I want an emerald green velvet couch.
Yeah, but I'm sure Moore has an extensive warehouse.
They do.
But again, you're always running the risk of that couch not being there when you want to pull the trigger.
This is also true.
So that's why you got to go. You got to go.
Yeah, well, I'll work on it. But in the meantime,
they were trying to convince her. Just buy it.
Just
More
buy
furniture.
The couch.
Get your $100 gift
just
card and get out. All right.
No. Oh my goodness. But until then, I can continue living in fantasy land just like Espo lives in fantasy world on the Underdog Fantasy app.
And I thought that was an OG's read.
What?
I thought it was OG's we were going to.
OG's almost close. So Underdog Fantasy is the best way to combine fantasy sports and winning money. It's a lot of fun. You can play it by yourself. You can play it with your friends, you know, higher or lower, pick'em type things, draft type things. Espo, I know you love this app.
Well, Eli says Lindsay fears commitment. And Lindsay, if you fear commitment, Underdog Fantasy is for you.
Yes.
Because there's the pick'em, which is the same day you pick your games, higher, lower, and you decide on things. Or you can do fantasy leagues that are just for one game or one weekend and not a full season. Mm-hmm. So you can get in there. All you have to do is text your friends the link. Boom, all of you are in there. Random people, if you don't have any friends to play with, whatever the case may be. Not you in particular.
She has 21. She has 21 coworkers.
and it's that easy. No commitment other than, you know, doing the draft and then looking once to see if you won. So Underdog Fantasy is great. Download it today. Download their app. Use that promo code PHNX. I believe you're going to get $100 matched if you deposit $100.
Yep, that's right. So check it out. Gerald is on his way, everybody. So he'll be here in about 3 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
So since we
have about to happen.
3 minutes to talk, do you guys want to... What topic do you want to get into that's shorter?
Oh, a short topic?
Well, yeah, he'll be here in 3 minutes. So do we get a couple flowers out for some small things?
Sure. Let's give out, let's give out some flowers.
I've got flowers for Torrey Craig tonight because 10 straight games that he's made a three, and that's a new career record. And I will take threes from Torrey Craig all night. So 10 straight is solid work for him.
I will give my flowers to the refs for calling what felt like a pretty decent game tonight.
Yes.
Free throws were fair. And I'll also give flowers to DeAndre Ayton.
Wow, you're just going to take the whole roster there, I suppose?
Not
Jesus
for what
Christ.
You're going to say. Not for what you're going to say. This is actually a negative that I thought he kind of turned into a positive. He was 0-for-4 at the line going into the third. He got fouled on an end one, and he turned to the guy next to him. You couldn't tell who it was, and he goes, I'm 0-for-4 at the line, and he smirked. And then he went and he promptly hit it. So congratulations, DeAndre Ayton. A flower for at least having humor when you're in a shitty position.
I got flowers for two different people. One, Mikal Bridges was fantastic.
Yeah.
He played a very solid game. And two, all of you for joining us on a Sunday afternoon when you definitely have other options. We appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Guess what, everybody?
Oh, wait. No?
His camera's not on.
Oh, yeah, we're not ready. Okay. Also, wow. We have to play the intro.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
So Gerald's not ready.
We're just waiting for Gerald to show up officially.
His camera's got the Sunday afternoon.
Sometimes it takes him a little bit to boot. There he is. Let's go.
In the darkness, beyond the light.
I can't get
over
this.
There shall only be one. Welcome to
Respect the Girth. What's up, Gerald?
Guys, how you doing?
Good.
Hoodie Gerald? What?
It's hoodie season, man.
Let's go. Blow him up so we can see this beautiful man in his hoodie.
Ooh, look
yes,
at that.
Sir.
Put the hoodie on, Gerald. But lean into it. Full hoodie mellow.
Come on, put it over.
Do it.
Come on, put it over. Just for a second.
Gerald, did fans rush the court after this win?
Yeah! Yay! Hoodie Gerald! Let's go! You got to give the people what they want. By people, I mean me.
Yeah, me too.
That is more fans than I've seen out in the court in a long time on one of your shoots here. Are they letting people shoot around today?
I'm telling you, they've been doing this more and more recently. I don't know what it is, but I had to come here and get the Wi-Fi. So here we are.
So every time it's a sun, yes, but you know this. Every time it's an early tip-off weekend game, it's Kids Day. And on Kids Day, they let you sign up to go down to the court and shoot.
Oh, yeah.
Lindsay, you know this?
I blanked out the 5 years I spent with the organization.
Well, that's what it is. You can bank on this pretty much every single early start day. They'll let kids come down on the court and do this type of shenanigans. So they get to have a little moment.
Girth, the first question from the chat is, since you were wearing a hoodie, does that mean
come on.
Does that mean Melo's coming?
No.
Damn.
That is not what that means. I'm sorry.
Damn it.
He's just fashionable. There's a lot of fans on the court, but somebody that didn't see the court tonight was Jock Landell. What did you hear from Monty on the decision as to why, and did you believe what Monty had to say?
Yeah, he said it wasn't anything like foundational as far as what they're going to be doing with their rotation. He said they're going to evaluate game by game. But for now, this was just a matter of the fact that the Knicks have 3 7-footers on their roster. And obviously, Jock is a big guy, but he said Biz brings a kind of level of physicality that's a little bit different. So for this particular matchup, they wanted his athleticism, they wanted his size, and they wanted that physical component that he brings to the table. So we'll see going forward. It's definitely something to monitor, but it didn't sound like, you know, he was trying to make foundational changes to the roster just yet.
Okay. I mean, that's good to know to an extent, I think. Obviously, Campaign was our king of the game tonight. He had himself a really solid performance again. How much confidence are you seeing coming out of Campaign right now?
Yeah, it's been really impressive to watch, actually. And we had talked to him the other day at practice about this, and he was saying, you know, people kind of not take for granted, but they don't really appreciate how difficult it is as a guy who he calls himself a volume shooter to come in off the bench, be the sixth man, and try to get it going in more limited minutes. He's saying now that he's with the starters, and we kind of saw this last year, but now that he's with the starters, getting extended minutes, getting to play out full games and be out there for 6, 7, 8 minutes at a time, he's really getting to show the full package and get in the rhythm of the game better than he would in that six-man role. So as much as we've all praised him in the past for being able to come in and be, you know, turbo, be that supercharged microwave score off the bench or whatever, like, it's a lot easier when you're in that starting role from the start. And, you know, he was saying that Monty said he pulled him aside yesterday at practice and kind of talked to him about letting plays develop, especially in end-of-game scenarios. You go back to the Utah game, he had that one travel. And he came into the beginning of the fourth quarter here tonight and was much better in helping put the game away. So it is something where hopefully that'll benefit him when he goes back to the bench. But when he's getting those extended minutes, he gets to kind of flesh things out a little bit more.
Gerald, I always think that the view from the press box versus the view that we get on TV just doesn't do it justice, because you get to see more. You get to see the plays and how they're breaking down and movement a lot more than we do. What's your biggest takeaway from tonight's game? Because we could go a million days or a million different ways and praise a lot of different people. But what was your biggest takeaway tonight?
I think my biggest takeaway was the first quarter defense, and it's something that specifically has plagued this team in the last handful of games. You think to the Orlando and Miami games, you think about the Utah game where they gave up 42 first quarter points. It was definitely a point of emphasis coming into this. I think tonight they only gave up, what was it, 22 or something like that on like 40% shooting around there. So it was much better tonight just being locked in.
Sorry, you had a little photo bomber.
I know. I'm getting people that are like walking right up, and then they're like, oh shit, he's on camera. And then like going miles around me to avoid getting on camera. But no, the first quarter defense was really strong tonight. And I think Monty said it, you know, when we bring something to the table as a point of emphasis, you usually see that next game that they really take it to heart. It's just a matter of like taking all those different lessons to heart and keeping them together in that little box. You know, they were also good on the offensive glass, not just crashing it, but keeping the Knicks off. I think the Knicks are a top five offensive rebounding team. So that was a big key to their victory as well. I love the balance from the starting group. Six guys scored in double figures, including all five starters, which is really what you like to see with two or three key starters down.
Devin got to sit out the fourth quarter, got to watch the bench guys take care of things. Also, four other starters out there with him at double figures. How much is he trusting in his teammates now?
Yeah, you know, I asked him about that after the game, about the balance and the scoring, and he said he loves it. You know, he's used to being double teamed at this point in his career, and he tries to get off the ball a lot quicker because he knows that his guys can make a play out of it. So I asked him, like, how much more enjoyable is that for you compared to in the past where you don't really have a lot of outlets that you can trust, compared to this team where you know guys are going to be here, they're going to be able to cut, make a play. And he was saying it's the best feeling. He had a big old smile on his face. He said it's the best feeling. So I know that we're kind of stressed about the Suns' depth right now and you know, all the injuries piling up. But even with guys having to step into roles that they're not as familiar with, Book is still really high on this group and being able to put guys out there with him that he can trust in those situations.
I'm really glad that that's actually something we hadn't talked about yet on the show. I'm really glad that Book and Mikal both were able to play way less minutes than we've seen them play the last handful of games. I think they were both in like the 40s for the last few games. Mikal had 33 tonight. Book had 30 tonight minutes. And that was something that Monty had mentioned pregame, of being aware of that, understanding that, like, yeah, we can push them to an extent, but what that extent is, we need to kind of draw the line and rein that back a little bit. So I was really pleasantly happy to see that we were able to put this game away a little bit earlier and give those guys a break.
Damn, Book still played 30 minutes.
He did.
And he didn't even play in the fourth. Mm-hmm. Nope. That's crazy. That's still a little crazy. Gerald, just before you go, you are throwing me off right now. If this makes you feel any better, you kind of look like, you know, a millennial version or a Gen Z version of Obi-Wan Kenobi. So congratulations.
I love that. I love that.
I know. I thought you would. I thought you would.
You just made his life. Right?
Wait, I have one more for
us. Yeah, go ahead. Shoot for it.
The Book CP campaign celebration. Yes. I loved that. That was fantastic. I think that was the best thing that came out of today because we don't see that much sash from Book, and even though it was it was subdued sass, it was enough.
Yeah, so Kellen actually asked Campaign about that after the game, and Campaign was saying, yeah, that's Mikhail's celebration, but then me and Mikhail started doing it. So, you know, if you see Book doing it, you know he's in a good mood because you don't really see that type of thing from him very often. So he was clearly having fun and enjoying not having to be, you know, playing heavy minutes off the bench there.
Whoa, we almost lost Gerald.
It's a girthquake.
we got toddlers running around.
Fucking kids.
Oh, man. All right. Well, Gerald, we should probably let you go so you can get to some safer ground.
They're going
to
start biting your kneecaps here in a second, so protect yourself.
I have the high ground. It's fine.
Thanks, Gerald. We appreciate you. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Hello, Girth is holding back his anger.
I know. He's like, it's just all internal. Please don't touch my camera.
Damn.
Please don't touch my tripod. That would be stressful. I would hate that.
he's snapping on him right now.
That's all right. You would just hit him with a microphone.
It's like a possibility. And then I would be like, oh my God, I'm sorry.
I'm obeying you.
She's bopping kids on the head with a microphone like they're groundhogs.
Is there anything else from tonight's game that you guys kind of wanted to touch on that we weren't able to get to yet?
Sorry. Wow, Pugs and Hugs. Someone said that was Anthony Totri. I'm glad the chat gets in.
I don't think there's a guy that catches more strays in this network than Anthony Totri. I just got to say this, full disclosure. He's one of my favorite people. And, you know, he's here because we had a relationship prior, and I love him to death. But damn, I love to make fun of him too.
I mean, he is so small that it shouldn't be Anthony Totri. It should be Anthony Toebush.
Oh, it's my God. Get out. Espo, get out.
Toebush.
Get out.
Oh, my God.
Dear Jesus. God.
The only reason I keep doing the short jokes is because he says, oh, they don't bother me. They're more for the person that says them. And I'm like, oh, eventually they'll bother you.
Oh, my God. You're terrible. I'm just really happy. We got a win. We started out a week really great. It's going to be a holiday weekend. Hopefully we'll be able. This week's packed. We got a game tonight or this afternoon. Tuesday really late. Then we got a holiday in there. Then we have a back-to-back Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, but Tuesday you're playing the worst team in the NBA, so you should be all right.
It's still a game.
It's the Los Angeles Lakers. Yeah. So.
I got you.
It's still a game.
It took me a second. I was like, who is the – oh, it's LA.
But it is – I'm glad that they're home for the holiday because that always makes things a little bit easier on the guys. Also gives them a little bit of time to be able to get some decent practices in and some good treatment. Oh, shoot. You know what I forgot to ask Gerald about? To give us the update, Gerald saw Cam Johnson at the arena tonight. And he said that, what did he say? Let me go find it.
We ran into Cam on his way out of the locker room and he's all smiles. Doing good, quote, getting better every day is what Cam said. Was walking fine without crutches or anything. So.
Yeah, because Cam wasn't on the road trip with the team, right? He stayed back.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. So it's good to see Cam as being able to at least be more present with his teammates. And of course, walking without crutches, that's always a good sign. You still have to build up that strength and everything. So doesn't mean that we'll get him back any sooner than later. But I'm still going to take this as a win.
But what else did we think Cam was going to say?
Well, he could say, hey, still feel like shit.
It's still going to be a couple more months. Oh, you thought it was two? No, I got four more. Sorry, guys.
But I mean, he could have said, hey, still just working on rehab. Like, this sounded pretty upbeat. Like, to be fair, Cam is a pretty upbeat guy.
Yeah, he's a positive person anyway. So,
but he's also pretty honest and thoughtful about his answers.
Thoughtful, yes.
It's kind of like in a press release where they say the surgery went well. Like, they've never said the surgery did not go well. We are in trouble in a press release.
But what I mean by that, like you said, he's usually honest. I'm like, well, yeah, he's honest, but that doesn't mean that they tell you the full story. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like that's how all these guys are right now.
That's fair.
They're always like, hey, how's Chris Paul's heel? It was like, oh, Chris Paul heel is, you know, still not where it needs to be.
That's not
the total truth.
I was thinking about this when it came to Chris Paul. Are we reading that wrong? They say sore heel, right? But heel has another meaning. And that's what a lot of people view him in the NBA as a heel. So are they just saying he's sore in general? Sore heel?
That's literally two in like 5 minutes.
It's a Sunday afternoon.
Coming from a heel himself.
It's a Sunday afternoon. You just gotta roll with it, right? Jesus. There's no better time for dad jokes than a Sunday afternoon.
You gotta work on the puns on Sunday. It's puns day.
So Jose in the chat said, that's what I'm wondering, what's up with CP? So in the pregame show, we did run the clip from Monty. It's also on our social, PHNX_Suns. Gerald talked with Monty yesterday at practice, and Monty essentially said we've got the determination that Chris Paul will be out for at least a little while. He's going to be reevaluated again next week. And Monty essentially said the quiet part out loud with the fact that we haven't really shared what exactly it is that Chris Paul is dealing with. We've just given you the right heel soreness. And that's why y'all have been wondering for so long what's going on. We're not going to tell you. We're still not going to tell you. But that's where he's at.
Translation, we're lying.
Yeah. The fuck around and find out index. When it comes to injuries, is probably at its peak with CP3. Listen, he's old. He's older. In NBA standards, he's old. He's very old. And, you know, your body as a guard, especially as a guard, it takes a toll to play in the NBA as a point guard. And it's just going to take a little longer to heal. I wish I could sit here and say that I'd rather him have it now than the playoffs. But that's not even a certainty. So you just make sure that he's 100% before he comes back, and you get to use him as much as you possibly can until the next time.
CP3 and I are the same age. And the second I stand up from this chair, both my heels are going to hurt like hell. It's just an old age
thing. Your knees are going to crack. Your back's going to pop.
I literally, like, as soon as I get up from these chairs, I like limp for like the first 5 steps. And then it like warms up and I'm good to go.
So. Yeah, let's just be clear. It's not the more furniture chairs. It's that they're old.
No, my ass just doesn't hurt. It's my feet and my knees.
It's sitting for any extended period of time like this. It's the problem.
I'm just giving you guys a hard time.
It's better than the chairs we had last year.
Oh, yeah.
Which were like rocks when we sat on them. Man.
That draft night when we were live for like five hours or 18 hours.
Oh, I don't want to hear it. I was sitting on the floor.
Well, at least you could have rolled around. You could have gotten up and sat down and moved. Yeah.
That's true. And that tiny little room, we didn't have much.
Yeah, but she wasn't like confined to, if I felt like I couldn't leave.
Why?
I don't know.
We even told you a million times, feel free to get up and go to the bathroom.
The chat literally had to yell at us to eat our food because it was just sitting there because we were all like, this feels weird. it feels weird to do this.
Hello. Interns belong on the floor.
Yeah, but now she's upgraded.
She's not an intern now.
She got a real chair now.
She is in charge of our live production.
Queen chair.
Promotion, you know.
Okay, I think that'll do it for us today. I do want to remind you guys, we launched our Die Hard exclusive membership.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker. Never mind.
Hey-o. And this is really cool. So it's a brand new type of PHNX membership. And becoming a diehard gets you a lot of perks, right? So we've opened up a lot of our written content. So if you aren't a member, you weren't able to become a member, you can get access to that. But now, when you become a member and become a diehard, you're going to get a free t-shirt every single year. So one when you sign up, one next year as well. You can get 20% off all of our PHNX merch and all of our events. You get exclusive curated content. You get access to the Discord and a whole lot more. So
20% discounts on events, 20% discounts on merch. Like, you get a whole bunch of freebies throughout the year. You get discounts with our partners. You get a bunch of fucking cool people that hang out with you in the Discord and all these events on the takeovers, the watch parties, you name it. Like, we're going to have so much cool stuff. Also, because of that 20% merch discount, this Friday, when we have Black Friday all the way through Monday, and we have all these discounts, you get to take an additional 20% because you're a diehard on top of the discount that you're already going to get for Black Friday. So, like, hello, now's the time. Also, we'll have gift boxes, so if you want to gift it.
Plus, you get lunch with Saul. Lindsay will send you an autographed book. Emma, I don't know what. But
Emma will make you a graphic.
Yeah, I mean, there's just all sorts of things.
And Espo will personally deliver a beer to your house.
Or I'll just make a pun at your expense. Whatever you prefer. That's how much we care.
You guys should definitely consider becoming a diehard today. And to do that, just head on over to gophnx.com/diehard, or the link in the description also will get you there. As always, we appreciate you guys. Thank you for joining us here on this Sunday afternoon. We'll see you tomorrow at 3 p.m., our normal show time here, same place. Until then, be excellent. And you can follow me on Twitter at LindsaySmithAZ. You can follow Saul at Saul_Bookman. You can follow Gerald at Gerald Bourget. And of course, you can follow Espo at Espo. Espo, take us home.
Go enjoy your evening. There's no Suns basketball, but you still can celebrate a win. Ahoy, ahoy. Tell the Phoenix Metro, Megas in control, and he ain't never gonna let go. PHNX, though, Lindsey, Gerald, Espo. Saw past the ball, we here to turn up the tempo. Got to understand me, I'll always rep the family. Rally in the valley like Dan G, no plan B, always on the job.